Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
And now a little different look at Mitt Romney, who is, of course, the front runner in the GOP race for the White House. We've talked on this program numerous times that Romney's support, while sizable, doesn't necessarily come with a lot of enthusiasm, and that there's plenty of energy in the GOP right now looking for alternatives to Mitt Romney for whatever reason. And so we asked a question earlier this week: if you're a passionate Mitt Romney supporter, the sun rises and sets on the former Massachusetts governor for you, call us and we'd love to talk with you. And we heard from Kathy Cortland, who's a housewife and longtime Mitt Romney supporter. She's on the line from Houston, Texas. Good morning, Kathy.
Well, hi.
What do you feel when you hear reporters and pundits say there's some sort of enthusiasm deficit on the part of support for Mitt Romney, that it's soft in some way? What's your response to that?
Well, it's definitely a little frustrating. I've been enthusiastic for a long time, and I know other people who have, but I would say that a lot of Republicans aren't that, you know, passionate. I mean, in that we're not out waving flags or burning flags or whatever. That doesn't mean, you know, that we don't, have good feelings about Mitt Romney. I really, really feel strongly that he's a great candidate for president, and he is the one to beat President Obama.
Give us a sense of your demographic. Let's imagine that we're just talking with Kathy Cortland, who's a woman in Houston, Texas, but extrapolate the kind of person you are with perhaps millions of other people out there like you who might find Mitt Romney as a candidate.
Sure. Well, I'm a former teacher. I'm a baby boomer, and I do Facebook and Twitter, and I enjoy a little detective work on the Internet occasionally about things, and I like to watch the news. I watch CNBC a lot. I watch Fox News. I probably watch CNN as much as I watch Fox News, even though I get upset a lot of times watching CNN, but, you know, I feel like the truth will stand. So I like to hear all viewpoints. And Mitt Romney is steady, responsible, intelligent. I think the most important issue, of course, the economy gets all of our attention right now, but I think down deep, people want to choose a president that they feel safe with. I feel like he's steady, he is responsible, and in a crisis like 9/11, I would feel very comfortable with him at the helm.
And what about Mitt Romney, who's associated with the Northeast or Utah in the case of his stewardship of the Olympics, before we go? How do you think he's going to do in the South? Two Southern primaries now, Florida and South Carolina coming up.
Yes, I think that he has surprised people because I've met him three times in person now at gatherings, and he comes across much better in person. I think one of the things that's normal about him, I think being in front of a camera, in front of a journalist that are trying to pick apart everything he says, you know, he's not, you know, always the most comfortable. But in person, you see what a genuine, charming, intelligent, just very likable person. He's very likable.
Well, he's going to get a lot more practice at doing that, that's for sure. Kathy Cortland, housewife and longtime Mitt Romney supporter, talking about her enthusiasm for the candidate. Kathy, thanks so much.
Thank you.